Nick Elliott, international music photographer and host of Sound and Nick's Vision, in one delightful 57-minute monthly bundle.
Rice, welcome to another edition of Nick's show.
Hello.
Nick Elliott will hear from a few seconds. He's just chilling out. Duran Duran. Can you name any members of Duran Duran, the group?
Simon Le Bon.
And?
No, that's it. That's your lot.
No Nick Rhodes then?
No, afraid not. But that was one of my, that was one of my favourite tracks.
Quite literally, Simon the Good.
Yes.
Or a man with a nose for his potato, which has been frequently. Look at his nose, looks very like a potato.
Does it? I can't say I've noticed.
Really? You haven't checked out the Simon Le Bon photographs and so I was like, goodness, is that a potato on your face? Oh, it's your nose.
No.
It's a new feature, Nick. I think we've talked about introducing this. What vegetables do you look as though you are wearing on your
face? I think it's
face?
A good thing we should explore.
We could have carrots, we could have noses, we could have
endless list.
Turnips. There are all sorts
endless
of strange nasal packages.
I think out of all the conversations that we have had on the 49 editions of Sound and Nick's Vision, that has to be the weirdest conversation we've ever had.
Really?
Yes. There have been some strange ones.
We've just started the 49th production, Sue, and already you're into this.
I know.
Who would have thought that Supertramp would emerge in a nice shh moment because you don't like the Logical song or indeed Breakfast in America. So in the end, Nick, you've decided to go for this.
I have. But it shouldn't come as any shock, should it, Supertramp?
Shh, the birds are singing. Is that the names? Sorry, just you want this bit as well, Nick, do you? All right. Was it just a dream? Though your door is always open, where do I begin? May I please come in, dear? No. If I said the names before I was so rudely interrupted by Supertramp's boys, Walter and Donald, would you know what I was referring to, Sue?
Not a clue, but I'm sure you're about to tell me.
Would you know, Nick?
Obviously. Steely Dan.
Exactly. Specifically, Walter Becker and Donald Fagen, who are the founding members of Steely Dan. And why have you gone for this next little piece of music? Three little words.
Do it again.
Hmm.
Why?
Mm.
Why not?
Is this the kind of music that you like to play, Nick, to psych yourself up for a photo shoot?
Very much.
Mm. Yeah, very much so. Fantastic.
Do you find that you have certain music for yourself which you like to play, and then certain music for your artists that effectively you want to use to get them in the mood?
No, we just usually play whatever, you know, ticks the vibe at the time.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a kind of request gig.
20 minutes into the programme, I don't think we've introduced Ben Lewis.
You haven't. You missed him.
Amazing. Ben.
Well, how rude.
Welcome, Ben.
Was extra, yes. I'm back. Yeah, 20 minutes, and here he is, 4:49. Ben is back, and the world is frightened. Number 9 dream. Have you ever encountered that particular number, Ben Lewis?
I have not, no. I don't believe I have.
Kawi kawi, pushy pushy.
No. Again, no.
Pussy pussy?
No.
Nope.
Sometimes it's all about the language, isn't it?
It can be.
Thank you.
John Benn, our power, power, pussy, pussy. End of number 9 dream, John Lennon. I don't quite know what it means, but somebody called out his name, John, as it started to rain. Two spirits dancing, so strange. Before your time, John Lennon, Nick?
No, not that track. No, not at all, no.
Okay, then. We will progress to the next little number, which is number 5 for Show 49. Number 5, not number 9 dream, but number 5. And to cause creation and confusion with our co-host of Sound and Country Vision, in fact, it's a very own show, Tessa Snart, you've decided to go for Johnny Cash. But it's not Johnny Cash singing, is it?
No, it's Lenny Kravitz.
Why is that, then?
Off his new album, which is, it's well worth a visit. Is it an album?
Johnny Cash.
Lenny Kravitz and Johnny Cash on Sound and Next Vision on Siren Radio. And I don't know, what did you make of that, Sue?
I liked it. I thought it was a mellow kickback vibe, as you say. It's slightly like different to Are You Gonna Go My Way, but I don't mind now. I thought it was quite alright, actually.
Ben, so far, Lenny Kravitz, Duran Duran, Supertramp, Steely Dan, John Lennon, Pussy Pussy. Which one would you actually go for so far?
I do like Duran Duran, so I may have to go for that, I'm afraid.
Feel free to play this at home and over past shows, because there's no sort of incentive as far as the artists are concerned. It's just for fun, really. We like to sort of find out. Or Nick likes to find out. It's kind of his customer service satisfaction thing, just to say which one is floating people's boats. I never thought you'd go jazz with Jamie Cullum, but you have.
I like a bit of Jamie. I do.
Love Is in the Picture?
It is.
Surely The Photograph.
No, picture, in this case.
Are you gonna swim the sea against the tide? Can you see these arms they're flung open wide? It brings me to my knees, all the symmetry. So where you be the vine that climbs the walls to me? And I said, oh, let it pull you from the depths of the ocean. Oh, until you feel that maybe you're not alone. It's coming down the river, falling like a meteor. You know when it hits you, well, love is in the picture. You could be the dreamer, you could be the fighter, but don't ever be a stranger. Well, love is in the picture. See it creeping in red and gold. It's in the shadows where your teeth bear your soul. So will you meet me out there in that field? It's in a garden bursting forth with all of you. And I said, oh, when I look beyond the border, I breathe you. Oh, until you feel that maybe you're not alone. It's coming down a river, I'm falling like a meteor. You know when it hits you, well, love is in the picture. You could be the dreamer, you could be the fighter, but don't ever be a stranger. Hits you, well, love is in the picture. You could be the dreamer, you could be the fighter, but don't ever be a stranger. Well, love is in the picture.
The Rock Train, leaving the station every other Thursday, 8 till 10, bringing you the best local and international bands from the world of rock and metal. The Rock Train, no tracks are too heavy.
Blackberry Smoke track there. I'd like to dedicate that to a special lady, Bernice, who's a massive, massive country fan. And so I'd like to play that for her, if we can.
Status quo. All the reasons. Well, Nick, two more tunes to go, and I think you've actually gone slightly contemporary for the next one with the Down and Outs. Or should we actually use the Cockney vernacular and say Down and Outs?
Down and Outs. Mm. Joe Elliott, Francis Band. It's a solo project that he's done. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether he's actually doing that anymore, but I caught a really bad cold off Joe Elliott.
Have you forgiven him?
No, I have, actually. Only because he's the man, he's Def Leppard.
So the fact that he's actually sort of spread germs and bug bacteria and so on.
Seriously ill. I was seriously ill on the back of it. Well, he was seriously ill. Yeah. So he gave me his comb. This is a wonderful track.
As you're well aware, where there's a blame, there's a claim. I'm just raising that.
Okie dokie, I'll bear that in mind. We'll be right back.
Well, that was a quiet finish, but still, never mind, we had the fade out and then they went. Because that's what they actually do when they're one of the boys. Down and out. That's it then. Volume 49 has now officially wrapped. And Ben, where would you actually go? Would you go Duran Duran, Lenny Kravitz, Jamie Cullum, Blackberry Smoke, Status Quo, Down and Out? Robbie Williams is coming up with Let Me Entertain You, the live radio edit. John Lennon or Steely Dan? What gets your vote?
Do you know what? I've changed my ideas again. I'll go Jamie Cullum.
Oh. So are you going Jamie Cullum?
Do you know, I was just deliberating in my brain whether it was going to be the lovely Duran Duran acoustic version or whether it was going to be Jamie Cullum. But I am going to go for Jamie Cullum because I hadn't heard that version before and I absolutely loved it.
That's it then, Nick. We have finished June's Sound and Nick's Vision. July will be, I believe, volume 50, which is exciting.
Be the big one.
Will it really?
Yeah, it will.
In fact, so big it's going to be volume 50 part 1 and volume 50 part 2.
A special extended.
For the aficionados. Robbie Williams is seeing us out with Let Me Entertain You. Let us finish with those three the final words.
Keep music live!
Than I used to be. You're my rock of empathy, my dear.